Hey, hello out there, and welcome to our Astro Blast podcast. This is Amy Bernard, or Mrs. Bernard.
I know you're Mrs. Bernard.
It's been a long day. I don't know.
And it's me, Mr. Constant.
Yeah. Hey. And we're coming to you live from the Saltmarsh Library.
Well,
and
recording live.
Yep, yes. We are, but we're live, you know.
Thank goodness.
I don't even know. It's starting out crazy. but we are joined today by two very special guests. So if you guys could kind of introduce yourselves for us, go ahead.
I'm Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Calvin Plant.
And I'm Cadet Captain Yeager.
They sound very official, and they are much more polished than you and I.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And they are part of our junior ROTC program, among other things here at Pinkerton Academy. But that's really the gist of what we brought them on, is to talk about that today.
Right.
And the many facets of junior ROTC.
So before we get into that, I think maybe just to kind of recap a few things that have happened,
some
things that are coming up. And so last weekend, we know we had a long weekend, which was nice.
It was wonderful.
And in that long weekend on Monday, the seniors had a senior sunrise.
Yes, they did. Senior sunrise.
And Mr. Calvin Plant over here is also a member of class office and kind of ran that event. So you want to tell us how that went?
I mean, it was a really good turnout. We had a lot of seniors show up, and we're hoping that this is kind of a thing that can happen every year and become like a new Pinkerton tradition.
Yeah, I came to it. It was a lot of fun. I drove into the parking lot thinking, oh, there's probably going to be a dozen cars there. There had to be roughly 110 to 120 students there on the football field, or on the track anyway, waiting for sunrise. It was nice.
On their day off.
On their day off.
At 6 a.m.
Yeah, but, you know, it's camaraderie, senior class. I really applaud them for coming out and doing that, and it was a lot of fun. And a lot of kids went to breakfast afterwards, and they sold hot chocolate and coffee and donuts, and it was
so
nice.
Fun.
It was a nice night, nice morning.
Yeah, that's
looking
great.
Forward to senior sunset coming up later on in June, right?
Yep, that's going to be like kind of the end of the year.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's so cool. And yeah. I can say I have an appreciation for sunrise. I am an early morning runner. And so, you know, this time of year, the sun is just, as it rises and sets, is just so beautiful. And, you know, with the foliage changing and the crisp air, it's my favorite time of year.
I'm an early morning coffee drinker.
Yeah.
I hit Panera right around 6 o'clock and get my, not free coffee, but I'm my coffee club. It's great.
So good. Yeah. So good. So that happened, which is really cool.
Yep.
And
then we also had, the progress reports, but more importantly, Flex, we had the information put out about checking your attendance.
Yes.
So please make sure you do check your attendance. And if you are behind in some classes on attendance and you've missed some days, you can always make up some time in Flex or on a Saturday or after school, but keep up with that. And we do have an attendance buyback that you can take advantage of.
And in that email was the buyback form.
Correct.
Which are due on January 19th.
Right.
So if you're going to Flex and if you're approaching 4 absences by progress reports, then you may be on track for over 7. Might just be a good idea to proactively kind of like as you're working on work, have a teacher sign off on it, you know, so that we can not end up sort of trying to rush to do this at the end of the semester.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Also, for our seniors, we have just put out a form to order your caps and gowns.
Yep.
And so there was a little bit of technical glitch issues, and we can't really figure out what happened.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know, but it is live. It is there. We've had over 270 kids already fill it out. So please, if you have not filled it out, if you're a senior, get on there. It's from SIS. There's an email. You click on the form and fill it out. It takes all of 20 seconds, if that.
And if you don't have it on your, or you can't find it in your email, we have QR codes that are in the senior CAF, and we also have them in our office.
And
so we made this really easy for you.
If you fill it out by October 20th, you are eligible to win one of 2 gift cards to T-Bones.
Who doesn't love free stuff?
For $25. So
do you guys like free stuff?
I like free stuff.
Yeah. Did you guys do your caps and gowns order?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Excellent.
See? And that is why these guys are joining
us,
because they are
good.
2 fantastic individuals. So
absolutely.
I just want to say the reason that I approached this group was because I am an early morning runner, and you know, I love starting my day out this way. But I see this group training every morning, you guys can tell us about that, but most mornings in the weight room at 6 a.m., we have a group of kids that are running, they're carrying kettlebells, they're lifting, they're doing all sorts of like awesome stuff at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I'm so inspired to see young people out here just bettering themselves. So I approached them today and I said, hey, how about you join us?
So what is it that you brings you guys to the gym in the morning to do that?
So we compete in something called JROTC Raiders. It is a competition that goes on where we're doing obstacle courses, we're doing runs, there's a rope bridge we need to build, cross, and take down. And it's all about competing against the clock. It's not team against team. There are other teams that we are competing, but it is us against the clock. We work out every morning to try and get ready for that. It is a great program. I personally started it last year because I love doing obstacle courses. That was my whole thing. And I met with someone at one of my races. They were like, oh, yeah, you guys, you're in ROTC. You should try this out. And that's kind of how it got started, brought up to our teacher. And we've been going strong ever since. We placed second at our competition last spring. And at this most recent competition, we placed 7th out of 13 teams.
Awesome. Wow, that's great.
Awesome. So you guys, what you're saying is you're going to be the next American Ninja Warrior.
I've been trying to get on there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. If you get on there, can I come and watch and be a part of your support team?
And cheer you on.
That's so awesome.
Definitely.
But it sounds like, you know, obstacle course, you tend to think of individuals like those programs you're talking about. But it sounds like you guys are more team-oriented. If you have to put something together as a team, correct? So it's not just about the individual,
yep,
so but the teamwork.
We have a, so the there's a giant wall that in the obstacle courses. You have to get over that wall. Usually there will be someone down at the bottom helping everyone up, someone at the top as well pulling people up. We also have to carry bags with about 50 pounds of weight in them. Wow. There's like four of them where you switch them off. There's a stretcher we need to carry. And then we also have our rope bridge, which is probably the best. I think it's my favorite event in the Raiders, but it's also the most team-oriented. Mm-hmm. You have to all work together to set up this rope bridge. You have one rope that's 150 feet long, and you got to cross across a 60-foot river to finish.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, is that teamwork. I mean, so Junior ROTC is a military-based program. It's out of the Air Force, obviously. I guess that's obvious. But, you know, if you are going to go into the military, it is all about being part of a team. It is not the self. It's the all, right?
Yeah, teamwork and camaraderie and communication is extremely important in JROTC and just in the military in general.
Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself going into the military at some point?
So my personal plan is that I'm going to go to college and do their college ROTC, and then I'm going to commission into the Air Force after that.
So you're looking to be an officer then?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Wow. So tell us a little bit about ROTC.
So ROTC, the biggest thing about it is that there's no military commitment because it's a high school program. It's more of a leadership and self-betterment course. So you're learning survival skills, you're learning the basics of how aviation works, and then you're also just learning public speaking, leadership, how to work with a team, and just how to overall be a better person.
I like to say self-discipline. I feel like I've seen so many students gain that self-discipline and ability to kind of regulate themselves in any kind of environment because of ROTC. I think it's a great program.
Yeah, so we actually have our own jobs in ROTC. When you're a fourth-year cadet, after you've taken it for 4 years, you start running the organization. And throughout that, you're helping out the organization. Like, second years, they have a job as well. They're working on, like, helping out the fourth years with whatever they need. Same with third years. And each year, you're just training a little bit. Like, I'm in charge of Raiders, a couple people are in charge of athletics, logistics, getting out their uniforms. Calvin here, he's in charge of our whole core. Manages pretty much everyone there. He's probably our most important guy.
And I mean, it's not something that's like I kind of came into high school ready to do this. It's when I came into high school, I wasn't the best student in my middle school. And through ROTC, self-discipline was a really great way to put it, because I became a lot better of a student. I started having a lot more respect for not only the others around me, but myself. and holding myself to a higher standard. And like, it's just the leadership you can gain through these 4 years. And even if you join late, so you only do 1, 2, 3 years, it's a life-changing experience being a part of this program. And there's also things that you can get through this program like no others. This past summer, I got to go from no experience to being the only person in a plane and flying the plane.
Wow.
And that was completely covered through ROTC.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just a scholarship that was only available to ROTC students.
That's amazing. Wow. Good for you.
So is it through ROTC that sort of helped you figure out your path, like where you want to go next?
Yeah, so I'm currently planning, like, after the military to be a raw ROTC instructor myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had no clue that's what I wanted to be when I started high school. I was kind of just, I took the class just because I needed something to fill my schedule. And
right.
It was there.
How about you?
So I've always looked at going into the military. My grandfather, he was in the military, both of them actually. And it's always been something that I've wanted to do. But ROTC has pushed me to kind of go outside that boundary. And now I'm taking a gap year because I've talked to a couple other people who've done ROTC in the past. They went out and did their gap years and then enlisted. And that's kind of where my plan has changed now, instead of just enlisting straight after high school.
Do you have a plan for that gap year, like what you want to try to do?
So I'm going to try going out to Colorado and ski out there for a winter.
Wow.
And then I'm going to also hike the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, wow. Good for you. That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Love it. I was going to say, our ROTC program is blessed with some great instructors that we've had. Currently,
right.
Is it Chief? Do you call him Chief?
Yeah, so we all Chief call him Hebert. Chief in the program.
Yeah. He's fantastic, does a great job. Shout out to Colonel Stedman, who started the program. He was the founding father of the ROTC program here, and was just a tremendous influence on our students here, as well as our faculty. The patriotism that came from him and all that came with it was great. Colonel Hofsfeld, longtime instructor here, who I don't think you guys got to meet, but he was great. So we have had some great instructors, and I'm sure, Calvin, you'll make a great instructor one day too, and hopefully you'll be back here one day.
Yeah, hopefully.
So before you said, when we were chatting earlier, there's some different clubs that are all sort of associated with ROTC. Can you share any of those? So we've talked about the Raiders. Mm-hmm. What other things do you guys have?
So there's five clubs in ROTC. Raiders is one of them. And then we also have a color guard. So whenever you go to any sports game, you'll see the flags come out with two rifles on either side. That is us. We are doing that.
And they did the pep rally, too.
Yeah.
And I will just really quickly, I'll say the respect that's given to the color guard is outstanding. The students get it. And I really love that you guys do that. You know, I've announced some football games, and I love when you guys come out and do that that ceremony.
Yeah, it's a real honor.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have a drill team, which is we go and compete against other schools in the state, and we do drill, and we do all sorts of movements and make sequences, and it's really just about making yourself as perfect as you can be. We also have a flight simulation club where you train on flight simulators as if you were going to actually fly a plane. And then we also have a model drone club where you learn how to fly drones and stuff like that.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cool.
So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So there's so many opportunities within your group. And, you know, I know we're now in October, and so it might be hard to, you know, people that are hearing this think, well, I want to join. And it's probably, you know, past the point where we could add it as a class. But if they want to learn more, if you have, you know, if we have a freshman, sophomore, junior that's listening to this, like, what should they do to learn more and potentially get involved or, you know, maybe take the class next year? Like, what's your advice?
So every Thursday and Friday, we are in uniform. So if you see anyone in uniform, feel free to flag them down and ask them some questions. Or if you go to room 59 in the Shepherd building, that is the ROTC room. You can go in and ask questions. We have two instructors in there right now, and they would be more than happy to answer any questions you have about the program.
Excellent. Very good.
Yeah.
I love that you guys wear the uniforms to school. I really do. I think it's very impressive.
Well, you guys are totally inspiring me, and I don't know if you're up for having anyone join you in a morning workout, but I would love to carry around some kettlebells with you guys anytime. I think it's really awesome. So I don't know about the obstacle courses. I'm not super coordinated, but I am fast and I'm strong. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you're looking for any admin support here, but...
Yeah, we'll definitely take you.
I'll drink my coffee.
Yes, I just love it so much.
That's awesome.
You guys, just keep doing what you're doing and being an example and role model for our Pinkerton community. Just another shining example of what our students are doing and the opportunities that they have here at Pinkerton.
Definitely.
And we have to do our question.
We do.
Yeah, so we always ask our guests if they have a shout-out for anybody in the Pinkerton community that they'd just like to, you know, give a little thanks to. So, and this is kind of on the spot, but you guys have some shout-outs for us?
All right, so I'm going to shout-out the eyes. I'm the Corps Commander. I have three people that work with me, and we are the top four of the Corps. So my Deputy Corps Commander, Trey Baker, my Force Support Squadron Commander, Gracie Knudsen, and then my Command Chief, Samuel Tupper.
Excellent. Those are all names that I read when I announced the football games, because they're all doing color guard at some point. That's great.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I'd have to shout out Chief Hebert. He's gotten this program started. It was something that I wanted to do, and he's allowed me to start this up. And also Bolter, she graduated last year. And she was a commander last year, and she left me very prepared for this year.
That's so cool.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, again, I just want to say, too, to that point, that if you are a Pinkerton student and you see something that you want to make happen here at Pinkerton, you can do it.
Yeah.
You should feel empowered. And, you know, if you want to ask another student how they did that, we have Bailey right here, Bailey Yeager, right?
Yep.
And he can be found in room 59, what blocks of the day?
R1, and then after school, Monday, Wednesday, before school, pretty much every day.
Yeah, so you ask him how he did it. You know, if there's not an opportunity that you are interested in here at Pinkerton, then you make one.
And if you're not sure where room 59 is, it's in the front of the Shepherd building by the Shepherd Auditorium. So the front side of it, off of the Pinkerton loop there.
Yeah. So, hey, you guys, thank you for, you know, coming on, especially kind of last minute here and sharing kind of what you guys do. You guys are role models for all of our students. I'm so, so proud of you. And I hope that we get to kind of see some things that you guys have going on this year. And maybe I'll see you out on the rail trail, because I know I saw a bunch of you on the rail trail doing a run last spring. So maybe I'll see you out there as well.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.